Books and Arts.
Johnson, Everyday Superheroes. A new book spells out the magic of language.
In Avengers Endgame, a superhero blockbuster, the baddie's Infinity Gauntlet gives him the power to snuff out the universe with the snap of a finger. This may sound impressive, but although few realize it, ordinary people possess an infinite power too. Language. Write a new sentence and Google it. The chances are good that it appears nowhere among the billions on the internet. Steven Pinker, a professor of linguistics, reckons a conservative estimate of the number of grammatical 20-word sentences a human might produce is at least 100 million trillion, far more than the number of grains of sand on Earth. Most can easily be made longer. Try adding "she said that" to the beginning of any declarative sentence. In theory, the only thing preventing this power from being literally infinite is the human lifespan. Some possible sentences would be too long to say, even in 70 years. This awesome talent is the subject of a new book, Language Unlimited, by David Adger of Queen Mary University, the president of the Linguistics Association of Great Britain. Mr. Adger does not just celebrate language's infinity, he maintains that it is the distinct result of a unique capacity, advancing a series of arguments whose best-known exponent is Noam Chomsky. The book's first and strongest claim is that human language is different from animal communication, not just in scope, but in kind. Most important, it is hierarchical and nested in structure. A highly trained bonobo called Kanzi can obey commands such as "give water to Rose." But Kanzi does no better than random chance when told to "give water and lighter to Rose." Meanwhile, a 2-year-old child, tested alongside Kanzi, quickly intuits that two nouns can make up a noun phrase, tucked as a direct object into a verb phrase, which in turn is part of a sentence. This recursive structure is key to syntax.